2007, Trump's future campaign manager, Paul Manafort, partners on an $850 million real estate deal with three men. Future Trump deputy campaign manager Rick Gates, a Russian oligarch considered an ally of Vladimir Putin, Oleg Deripaska, and a Soviet-born oligarch whom federal prosecutors call a Russian organized crime member, Dmitry Firtash. According to an October 2019 Daily Beast article, the deal involves the acquisition of New York City's Drake Hotel by laundering Firtash's ill-gotten oil and gas fortune, the implication being that Manafort and Gates are participating in laundering hundreds of millions of dollars for the Russian mob. Manafort and Gates's past involvement with the Russian mafia constitutes an immediate national security risk upon their hire by then-candidate Trump in March 2016. Manafort's business connection to the Russian mafia means, too, according to former CIA Chief of Russia Operations Steve Hall, that Manafort had been, at the very least, vetted by the Russians when he worked for former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych in Ukraine. Employment he discontinued just 24 months before applying to work for Trump's presidential campaign. Manafort had partnered with Deripaska and Firtash prior to 2007 as well. In 2006, according to the Associated Press, AP, Manafort signed a $10 million a year contract with longtime Putin associate Deripaska to covertly aid Putin in the United States. Manafort's charge was to greatly benefit the Putin government via unspecified political and economic efforts inside the United States. As part of his work for Deripaska, Manafort assisted Yanukovych in building the political might of Ukraine's pro-Kremlin Party of Regions. As reported by NBC News, Firtash, a top-tier comrade of Russian mobsters, was also a major financial backer of the Party of Regions. Deripaska, Russia's second richest man as of 2007, by his own public confession, does not separate himself from the state, meaning that he self-identifies as a Kremlin agent. In 2006, Manafort's first task for Deripaska and therefore Putin is, per The Atlantic, to see whether there was any hope of thwarting the democratic revolution that had swept through Ukraine in late 2004. The assignment bears an eerie resemblance to Manafort's efforts during the 2016 presidential campaign to damage Ukraine's reputation and retard its political progress. That Manafort's chief co-conspirator in Putin and Deripaska's mid-aughts conspiracy against Ukraine, Konstantin Kilimnik, a dual Russian-Ukrainian citizen with ties to a Russian intelligence service, will stand accused of being Manafort's right-hand man throughout his 2016 undermining of Ukraine while working on the Trump campaign is yet another improbable coincidence.
Thank you for listening to this clip, provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.